10,364, Keith R. and Denise L. Timmons, east of Emerald Pine, 500 feet north of Route 266, a variance from front yard setback.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Shannon Carmine. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic and Carmine. Excuse me. It's getting a little late.
Yeah.
Located here in Georgetown, Delaware, I represent the applicants Keith and Denise Timmons. Mr. Timmons is present today. We are seeking a 5.9-foot variance from the front yard setback requirement for an existing shed. This property was formerly owned by Norma J. Fleming and was sold to Keith and Denise Timmons on December 2nd, 2008. A survey of the property was submitted to Planning and Zoning for approval prior to recordation with the deed on December 2nd, 2008, and it was approved by Mr. Lawrence Lank, Director of Planning and Zoning, on December 3rd, 2008. The Timmons were obviously not aware that there was any violation with regard to the shed until they did receive a violation notice from the county. I believe that this property is unique in shape, although it's technically a square. It's unique because the front of the residence does not face the private drive. Rather, it faces the side property line. And the shed is at the end of the driveway to this residence. Therefore, I do believe that it's unique in shape. This hardship was not self-created. The Timmons purchased the property with the existing shed. There's no possibility that the property can be developed in compliance with the code, as it would be necessary to remove the structure, and all around the shed and behind the shed, it's all wooded, and it would be necessary to relocate the shed as well as remove all of the natural landscaping there, all of the trees. It also would make it inaccessible from the private drive if it were relocated, and would probably be too close to the existing deck. Therefore, a variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. A variance, if authorized, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare. And again, if authorized, it will represent the minimum variance that will afford relief, and it represents the least modification possible of the regulation in issue. And for those reasons, we request that you grant this variance application.
You said there's woods behind the shed?
Yes.
Very nicely done.
And Mr. Timmons is available if the board has any questions.
Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
No. Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in favor?
In favor?
If you're going to do anything other than say I approve, you've got to be sworn in.
Sworn in. Thank you.
Tell us your name and address, please.
Norma J. Fleming, 13798 Emerald Pine Road, Ellendale, Delaware.
All right. And is the testimony about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
The truth.
Thank you. If you would take the podium, you may speak.
I sold the property to Mr. Timmons in December, unknowing that the shed I moved in there was too close to the property line that I also owned. So I'm in favor of the variance.
Did you obtain a permit when you got the shed, when you had the shed placed there?
I beg your pardon?
Did you obtain a permit when you had the shed placed?
I was not aware that I needed to, since I own both properties. The surrounding property.
Okay. Well, for future reference, anytime you put any structure on any property, you need a permit.
I purchased it from the facility over in Redden.
Don't expect them to help you.
They don't. They don't know, huh?
No, they don't know.
Mm.
Or at least they claim
either.
Not to know.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I think the applicant's representative has addressed all the standards for granting variance.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
And I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,364.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,364. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to amend that also, that the applicant acquire the proper permit for the shed.
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. That would have been next. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Case approved.